from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Chloe here, September 7th. Health and longevity in 10. Let's begin with what changed my mind this week. Let's get into it. First, from Motherhood Musings. September updates. What I've watched, listened to, read, eaten, and spotted this month. Hey, I've been juggling a lot this September and wanted to share the highlights. First off, the garden's finally waking up, sunflowers are blooming, and the perennials are back, so it's a real visual treat. I've been pulling weeds and pulling bindies out of the lawn, which feels like a small victory each day. The biggest personal win is my new book, Asterisk at Home and Every Season Asterisk, hitting Australian shelves now and set for the US next month. It launched right as spring rolls in, so it feels like a blooming of its own. The spring and autumn chapters are my favorites, and I'm excited to see how readers respond. I've been binge-watching more than usual because Michael's away. We tackled Asterisk Little House on the Prairie Asterisk with Wilkie. Those quilts and bonnets were a hit, and the show sparked some deep conversations about history and technology. I also dove into Asterisk The Secret World of Arrietty Asterisk after reading Asterisk The Borrower's Asterisk, and Asterisk Trying on Apple TV Asterisk became a 3-season marathon. I'm still catching up on podcasts, especially Asterisk Table Manners Asterisk. The Mother Otter banter and food descriptions are a comforting escape, and the Margot Robbie episode was a standout. On the food front, I've been cooking simple, kid-friendly meals, grain bowls, frittatas, roasted veggies, and a winning baked jacket potato recipe I found on the podcast. We've also been doing a Bircher Muesli streak, which has become a family favorite. Michael's bagel adventures in New York City were epic. He loved Russ and daughters and a few Brooklyn spots. And yes, I'm on a pickleball high after winning a local tournament and a big interclub event, so I'm thinking of treating myself to new gear. That's the scoop for September gardening, a new book, binge-watching, cooking, and a little sports victory. Hope you're doing well and catching some of the same vibes. Next, second from Lessons Learned Paige Connell, the high cost of raising kids. Raising kids is undeniably costly, and a recent breakdown highlights just how much families are spending week to week. For one family with four kids, childcare alone totals $1,230 weekly, which is a significant burden. Beyond that, they face ongoing expenses like groceries, school lunches, extracurricular activities, and healthcare, adding up to around $2,000 in a single week. Many parents feel pressured to balance these costs while providing enriching experiences for their children, like dance lessons or swimming classes, which can be seen as essential rather than optional. However, the rising costs of these activities and the limited access to community programs make it challenging for families to afford them. The conversation often shifts to whether mothers should stay home to save on childcare, but this overlooks the long-term financial implications and the reality that many families rely on dual incomes. Millennial and Gen Z parents are increasingly feeling the weight of these financial barriers, making the decision to expand their families feel out of reach. It's crucial to bring these discussions to the forefront, as understanding the true costs can help advocate for change. Up next, third from Lessons Learned Paige Connell. Men are doing more than their dads did. Acknowledging this change is important, but it shouldn't overshadow the ongoing challenges women face. Celebrating small steps can feel like a way of minimizing the hard work women have done for years. It's essential to recognize that while progress is happening, it's not enough. Men need to see others engaged in caregiving to feel encouraged to participate, and visibility of this shift can help normalize it. Both men and women want their efforts recognized, but for too long, women's contributions have gone unnoticed. We can hold space for both the frustration of the current situation and the acknowledgement of progress. It's a slow and messy process, but recognizing these steps forward is crucial for fostering more equitable partnerships. And then, fourth from Lessons Learned Paige Connell. What about men's mental load? The article dives into the concept of mental load, particularly focusing on how it affects women in heterosexual relationships, especially mothers. While it acknowledges that everyone has a mental load, it highlights that women often bear the brunt of ongoing, daily responsibilities like managing schedules and household tasks. Men may point to tasks like mowing the lawn or paying bills as their mental load, but these are often occasional and visible, contrasting with the constant, invisible work many women do. The author argues that financial contributions shouldn't overshadow the unpaid labor women perform at home. Both partners should share responsibilities equitably, even if the specific tasks differ based on strengths or preferences. The imbalance in mental load reflects deeper societal norms about gender roles, suggesting that many men may not fully recognize the extent of their partner's responsibilities. Ultimately, the piece calls for a shift in perspective, advocating for relationships where both partners acknowledge and share the mental load, fostering an environment that feels supportive and equitable for everyone involved. Next, fifth from Lessons Learned Paige Connell. What I'm telling my kids this 4th of July. This 4th of July, a mom reflects on how to talk to her young daughters about their feelings toward the country. While her kids are mostly unaware of the complexities around them, they've started to recognize hate and discrimination. She grapples with big questions about pride and celebration in a country where rights are being challenged and discrimination persists. Her approach is honest and age-appropriate, emphasizing that it's okay to feel proud of the country's best moments while also striving for improvement. She reassures her daughters that they belong here and that loving their country means advocating for change. Ultimately, she hopes to instill a sense of reflection, hope, and strength in them as they navigate these conversations. Up next, 6 from Lessons Learned Paige Connell. We built a system that doesn't work for mothers. The article highlights the challenges mothers face once their children enter school, revealing that the logistical hurdles don't disappear as expected. Instead, school schedules filled with early dismissals and random holidays create a new maze for working parents, often leaving mothers to shoulder the burden of coordinating care. With both parents working full-time, many families struggle to find adequate coverage, leading to lost income and career opportunities for women. The piece emphasizes that the system isn't designed for dual-income families or single parents, creating a reality where women often feel overwhelmed and unsupported. It critiques societal norms that treat caregiving as a personal issue rather than a systemic one, pointing out the motherhood penalty that affects women's careers and financial stability. Ultimately, it argues that the reasons behind declining birth rates and women's choices to opt out of motherhood stem from these systemic challenges, not personal failures. And then, 7th from Lessons Learned Paige Connell. The Office is Calling, but moms aren't coming. A recent conversation with working moms revealed that many would not return to the office full-time, regardless of pay. The primary reasons are logistical challenges and a desire to be present for their children. This preference highlights a systemic issue where companies reward in-office work, inadvertently penalizing women who juggle family responsibilities. The ongoing childcare crisis and lack of paid leave further complicate matters. Women often adjust their careers due to childcare needs, leading to long-term financial impacts. When men return to the office, domestic tasks disproportionately fall on women, reinforcing outdated gender roles. Flexibility for remote workers often means constant context switching between work and home duties, leading to stress and longer hours. There's a misconception that remote workers are less productive, but many actually thrive without office distractions. The narrative that in-office work is essential for productivity is outdated and overlooks the reality of modern work dynamics. Next, 8th from Lessons Learned, Paige Connell. Working moms are struggling to keep up. Women today are facing a tough balancing act with motherhood and work. The demands are relentless, from high childcare costs to juggling school schedules and work expectations. Many feel the pressure to be available for family needs while also excelling at their jobs, which often falls disproportionately on mothers. The societal expectation is that they should manage it all, leading to exhaustion and guilt. Workplace culture plays a significant role in this struggle. Women often encounter bias and microaggressions upon returning from maternity leave, which can undermine their confidence and career progression. These experiences highlight the need for structural support, like paid parental leave and affordable childcare. But policies alone won't solve the problem. A cultural shift is necessary to change perceptions about motherhood and work. Women are frequently judged for their choices, whether they opt for daycare or choose to stay home. These judgments reinforce outdated gender roles and contribute to the overwhelming pressure mothers face. To create a more equitable environment, we need both policy changes and a shift in societal attitudes towards working mothers. Up next, 9th from Lessons Learned, Paige Connell. Women fill the gaps. The article highlights the challenges working mothers face with childcare, even when they have plans in place. The author shares personal experiences of gaps in daycare and camp, emphasizing that, despite dual-income households, women often end up as the default caregivers. This expectation stems from deep-rooted social conditioning that frames caregiving as primarily a woman's responsibility, impacting their careers and financial independence. The piece calls for a cultural shift where men actively participate in caregiving, challenging the narrative that caregiving is solely a woman's role. It stresses that for true equity, both parents must share the responsibilities, and that society needs to recognize childcare as a joint investment, not just a personal cost tied to mothers. Until men step up and normalize their involvement, the imbalance in caregiving will persist, affecting women's professional lives and overall well-being. And then, 10th from Now That We're a Family, Sunday Rhythm, Planning for the School Week. In a recent episode of the Be Role podcast, Alicia and Katie Voberg share their insights on how to effectively plan for the school week, especially from the perspective of a homeschool mother of six. They emphasize the importance of establishing a consistent Sunday routine that sets a positive tone for the week ahead. This involves not just organizing lesson plans, but also preparing meals and setting aside time for family activities. The Voberg's discuss practical strategies like creating a dedicated planning space and involving the kids in the process. This not only helps streamline the week, but also fosters a sense of responsibility and teamwork among the children. They highlight the balance between structure and flexibility, encouraging listeners to adapt their plans as needed while maintaining a rhythm that works for their family. Throughout the episode, they share personal anecdotes that illustrate the challenges and joys of homeschooling, making it relatable for listeners. The overall message is about finding a rhythm that honors both the educational goals and the family dynamic, ultimately creating a harmonious environment for learning. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.